back to school, at least for now. Sri Lanka's new president, Ranil Wickremesinghe, and his government want to show things are returning to normal. Schools have been asked to start on-site lessons 3 days a week. The other day, students are taught online. But many say the fuel shortage and economic crisis are still a major obstacle.
I faced a lot of hardships due to the fuel crisis. I'm a mother and a teacher, and I had to queue for 2 days to get fuel.
We have to wait 30 to 40 minutes for a three-wheeler taxi, and even if we get one, we are helpless with unfair charges. Today I paid double the usual fare.
The head of Sri Lanka's teachers' union told Al Jazeera its members are also having transport issues. He urged the government to declare education an essential service, giving it the priority it deserves.
Schools were closed because there was no fuel. Even today, that's the situation with endless queues. As a trade union, we don't want schools to stay closed because the longer that happens, the greater the impact on students.
Nearly 30,000 school vans operate around the country. Drivers and other school workers are hoping the arrangement made this week will continue.
It's best if fuel is continued to be provided to us through the bus depots, because it's not possible for us to queue overnight and then drive children to school in the morning. This is very difficult.
Fuel is not the only problem. Skyrocketing prices have seen school transport fees double in recent months, and many families have been forced to look for cheaper options. Students have not been spared the effects of Sri Lanka's worst economic crisis in decades. But following 2 years of pandemic-related lockdowns, it's not been easy. Minette Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.